2 weeks ago on this program, we spent some time with our contributor, actress, and writer, Annabelle Gurwitch, talking about her latest project. 2 years ago, Annabelle was fired by none other than director Woody Allen. Since then, Annabelle's been collecting stories from other people who have been fired, and she's used this material for a stage show. She's working on a book and a movie, and maybe she's gotten a little obsessed with this firing thing, Annabelle.
Okay, Alex, I would rather you say that I've been very industrious.
Industrious. Okay, industrious. All right, well, when we talked, Annabelle invited our listeners, you, dear listeners, to share your tales of jobs gone bad, and she's back now with some of your replies.
There have been some pretty outrageous tales of getting the boot in all kinds of professions, from waitressing to molecular biology to being a part of a big corporate downsizing. And not surprisingly, people's firings came in all sorts of ways, like Carmel Ferrer, a listener who writes, "One day I called my answering service to check for messages. This very nice fellow who answered began to read one of my messages in a cheery tone of voice. Susie says, your services are no longer required and you don't need to show up today." At which point his voice trailed off and his demeanor became decidedly less upbeat. "Wow, I'm so sorry," he said. "That's awful." To this day, I'm not sure which made the greater impression, that my employer was callous, not to mention spineless enough to fire me through an answering service, or that the poor guy who had to deliver the bad news was so darn sweet about it.
Oh, Annabelle.
Yes, thanks to Carmel Ferrer for that story. Now, Alex, some listeners told us about firings of unbelievably ironic proportions. This story came to us from Carolyn Parkinson of Lansing, Michigan. Alex, would you do the honors?
I'd be happy to. Here's her note. "My husband and I were in the Orlando International Airport after a 10-day honeymoon at the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World. At the terminal, I noticed I've missed a call on my cell phone from work, so I call my boss back to see what he wants. 'Can you come in this afternoon?' 'I'm still at the airport,' I reply, 'in Florida.' 'We've decided to terminate your employment,' he says."
Okay.
You called from your honeymoon.
I know, at the happiest place on earth.
Congratulations, you're fired.
Okay, now here is one of my favorite stories of when firing can be the best news you can get. This is from listener Lily Anderson. She writes, "My best firing happened on the day I planned to give notice. I had received a job offer the night before, and so I was happy to see the personnel manager in my office when I arrived. He told me my services were no longer needed, and because I had been a loyal employee, I was getting a substantial severance check."
Yeah!
I pretended shock and remorse, cleaned out my desk, and started my new job the following Monday with money in the bank.
Thank you, Lily.
And thanks to everyone who wrote in to tell me how they got fired.
Well, Annabelle, what's next with this obsession of yours? You're not running out of work, are you?
No. I've just turned it into a small business. I'm about to go across the country looking for some more tales of jobs gone bad for a documentary film. So I'm still collecting stories, Alex, and people can write me at daytoday@npr.org. And then I begin lobbying to have Mike Ovitz canonized. You see, Alex, I found out that there is one thing that would really soften the blow of getting fired, a severance like the one that Mike Ovitz received for $140 million. So I think that he should become the patron saint of the fired.
Actress and writer and day-to-day contributor Annabelle Gurwitch. Annabelle, let us know how this Mike Ovitz thing works out.
Oh, you got it, Mr. Chadwick.